Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But you know, we have this little thing called the NFL Draft that's coming up. And it occupies people's time, especially people who cover the team for a living on a daily basis. And one of those folks is with us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She's Miss Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Mary Kay? Tom Withers in for Andy today. How weird is this going to be for you?
Well, that's a special treat for me. That's one of my very dear friends. So
there
I'm
you go.
To do this.
That's going to be fun.
Hi, awesome. MK. Good to hear you.
Yeah, good to join you. Thanks.
So let's just get it out of the way. It's Travis Hunter, right? It's all over and done with.
Of course. It's that simple. No problem. No, it's just funny because the national media 2 weeks ago, it's Abdul Carter. It's absolutely Abdul Carter. Now the it pick, of course, is Travis Hunter. And it might turn out to be that way, but I'm just still not 100% sold on that. I haven't committed to that yet. Actually, as I leave the showcase, which I was honored to be able to go to, and I had a great time there, I come away with it still thinking the same thing that I have for the past couple of months, and that is see quarterback, get quarterback. The Browns have the number two overall pick in this draft and a clear shot at one of the two best quarterbacks in this draft, and I'm just trying not to overthink it too much.
I'm right along with you, MK. Hey, for a second, can you take us back to Boulder, Colorado and the showcase? And I can imagine that was everything Dion that you could imagine. What was it like?
It was great. It wasn't as much of a circus as I thought it was going to be.
Good to hear.
It really wasn't. It was very professionally run. It was organized. They had a press conference area set up sort of on one end of the fields, and they had ESPN was set up there, NFL Network was set up there, and then they had a podium where they brought Dion over to us, and they brought Shadur over to us. Travis did not talk after the showcase. He doesn't love to do media too much, so he chose not to do that on that day. But Shadur came over, and he graciously answered all of our questions, and same thing with Dion. And I actually was able to squeeze in a question to both of them. And if you look at my Twitter or if you see any of the stories that I wrote about Dion saying that he thinks one of those guys is going to end up here, that was my question that I threw out to him. I was asking him about his little meeting on the field with Jimmy that I had seen him do right before that. And he looked straight at me, straight into my phone, and dropped the Jimmy quote. And then the, you know, and then the fact that he believes one of those two guys will end up in Cleveland. So that was really cool. And then I was able to get in a couple questions to Shador as well. But I was right in the thick of it with everybody. At one point, I was standing there watching Shador throw, and I looked to my right, and there was Paul DePodesta standing like right next to me. So I actually got right into the middle of everything, and somehow I managed to do that, and that was really cool to be up close and personal to it all.
So since Travis Hunter is kind of the it guy, if you will, and I think we're going to probably get a right-hand turn at some point here, aren't we, though, MK? Like, it's going to switch back to Abdul Carter next week or back to Sanders. But as far as Hunter's concerned, I heard some of the national guys saying, and I know he was only on the field for a very short time when you were there, but they were talking about just, you know, what a freakish athlete this kid is and how he moves and the way he comes in and out of his routes, et cetera. What were your general impressions of seeing Hunter for the short period that you did?
Well, that is absolutely true. And, you know, we've watched so much football practice over all these years. I mean, you and I have been there right in the middle of all of it with a front row seat since way, way, way back when. And it just hits different.
Yeah.
When an elite athlete shows up on the field, he just looks different than your average bear. And you're right. Just his agility, the way his legs move, the way he can move those feet and stop on a dime and change direction and catch passes effortlessly. It really is a sight to behold when you see an athlete that is that good. So I can see the wisdom in drafting Travis Hunter, and I'm writing about this today, but only if you love another quarterback enough to find him and be assured that you can get him somewhere. I mean, you can't take a chance on missing out on your quarterback of the future if you think he's somewhere in this draft.
Mary Kay, it's interesting to hear you say that, because I've had the same thought. But my question is this: if they think that Sanders is going to be a top 10 even quarterback in the NFL, you have to take him. Are you impressed with what you've seen of him? You watched him up close and personal there. Does he look like a top 10 quarterback to you, or does he look like a guy, just a guy?
Well, he looks to me like a quarterback that can come in and get the job done for you at a high level. And here's one of the reasons why I'm saying that. First of all, he showed me that he has no trouble hitting the deep ball. He had a beautiful and accurate deep ball. Now, again, there were a few wobblers on some of the shorter routes, but in my mind, if you can put that kind of spin on a deep ball that's going to travel 60 yards almost effortlessly, then you can find a way to put the right spin and touch on a shorter pass. Now, you might need to work with another quarterback's coach. You might need somebody else to take a look at that. But you have it in that arm to be able to do it. So I don't think arm strength is an issue at all. So he checked that box for me. And then just in terms of his personality, I think he has what it takes to be the face of a franchise. I watched how his teammates interacted with him. They love him. I mean, they absolutely love him. There was no diva about him, even though he talks about being legendary and things like that. He's really a great, fine young man that I think Browns fans would absolutely love. I think he has what it takes to handle adversity, to deal with everything that you have to deal with, to be a pro NFL quarterback. I think he can do it, and that's a lot of it. If you can handle all of that stuff, then you're going to be ahead of the game.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
MK, without revisiting too much of the swing and miss that the Browns took with Deshaun Watson, do you feel at all that any part of this organization may be a little gun-shy now when it comes to a quarterback, and why that, if they don't believe in Sanders at two, why they may go another route, you know, be it Hunter? or Carter?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. And that is a great question. That's a great question. And that's part of what I'm writing about today. I've been sitting, looking at my computer and trying to figure out how to put this all together. But that's one of the points that that I do want to make. You can't live in your fears with these quarterbacks. You just have to be aggressive if you want to get this thing turned around and find yourself a quarterback. You can't let somebody else reap the benefits of a quarterback like this if he turns out to be that. And guess what? If he doesn't, you can overcome it. Mm. The San Francisco 49ers traded up to draft Trey Lance. It didn't work out, but they overcame it. And that's also why I'm very adamant about taking two quarterbacks in this draft. I've been saying it from day one. I've really been on that bandwagon for a long, long time. I think they should take two. If you've got 10 picks and you're trying to solve this quarterback situation, why not do that? Take someone in the maybe the third round or the fourth round. I was even crazy enough to propose trading. I know, and it really ruffled a lot of feathers. But I propose trade back into the darn first round and take Tyler Shuck. I mean, why not? You have got to get the quarterback situation solved. And I'm very intrigued with him, by the way. And I still, even though that does sound ludicrous to do something like that, you know, maybe this situation needs ludicrous. Maybe it does need thinking outside of the box.
We've lived ludicrous, though. Now, in terms of Sanders, though, so let's say they do take Hunter and he starts to slide. I mean, can you see a situation where, you've already been a proponent of the Browns trading back into the bottom part of that first round? Could you see them sliding back up into the 20s somewhere and getting both of the Colorado Buffaloes?
You know, in theory, it really sounds like a great thing to try to do. But I can't see that happening. I really do believe that some team, if the Browns don't want Shador at number two, I think that either the Giants are going to take him at number three or somebody else is going to take
him. New Orleans at nine, right? I got you.
Yeah. I really don't see that happening. I don't think that you can take that chance. And here's the other thing that I don't think that you can take a chance on. I don't think you can believe that maybe you have a sleeper quarterback somewhere that you're going to be able to wait and get until 33, because teams will trade up. They will pay a premium for these quarterbacks, and some of them will go way higher than anybody believes that they should, because that is just the nature of the beast. So if you think that you can wait until 33 and get your guy, I think that's taking an enormous risk.
And Mary Kay, especially, you know, the situation here with what we've gone through with quarterback, I think of RG3 and Kirk Cousins in the same draft for Washington. I think of Dallas having Troy Aikman and bringing in Steve Walsh. Remember when that one happened?
That's right, yeah.
Think about Joe Montana, and they brought in Steve Young.
Yeah.
And so I understand completely, and I think your thought's a good one, because you might have an opportunity here to solve an issue that's plagued the franchise since it returned to the NFL.
Right, and last year I remember being very intrigued by Joe Milton, just from a size standpoint and an arm standpoint, and I thought he was a very raw prospect. But why not take a flyer on him in a later round? And that's what the Patriots did. They took him in the sixth round. Well, the Browns could have easily done that. And look what the Patriots did. They parlayed that into a fifth round pick by trading him to the Cowboys. If it doesn't work out for you, you might be able to get a draft pick out of that player. So I would definitely be grabbing another quarterback somewhere in this draft. There are some intriguing ones. Kyle McCord is one that I've been hearing some really, really good things about from just people outside of the league that I've been talking to. And so I think that you can find someone a little later that you can bring in as a developmental guy. And, you know, hey, why not have somebody breathing down your first round pick's neck a little bit too? There's something about competition that brings out the best in players. So I would definitely be doing that. And I actually wouldn't care how high I take them, but, you know, that's just me.
What about in terms of adding another veteran quarterback, Mary Kay? I mean, it doesn't sound like Atlanta wants to part with Kirk Cousins without, you know, a ransom note. You know, there's a couple guys still floating out there. Our old friend Joe Flacco is still out there. Carson Wentz, that kind of ilk. Do you think that would be, you know, those kinds of guys would be somebody else that the Browns would be looking at this point?
Well, I've written a few things about the Kirk Cousins situation and how it is kind of complicated.
Yeah, it is.
I've called it the tricky trifecta that they would have to hit, and that is you would have to satisfy the Atlanta Falcons with the right draft pick and the right amount of money. They need some relief on the $37.5 million they're paying him this year, so they're not going to let him walk out the door unless you ante up there a little bit. Then they'd have to come up with some kind of draft pick compensation for him. So there's that. And then Kirk is not going to come here if you draft Shador Sanders. So you can pretty much rule that out. And that is why I've written many times that he is not waiving his trade clause until draft day. He's not going to do it. He wants to see who's going where. And then, then you've got to satisfy the Cleveland Browns. It has to work for them from a financial standpoint and from a role standpoint. So it's a three-pronged attack. And at this point, I'm not saying that it won't happen, but it's just tricky and it's complicated. Then you move on to some of those other guys. I think you'd have to ask yourself, do you really believe that a Carson Wentz or a Joe Flacco is going to give you anything more than what you've already told us you like about Kenny Pickett? I mean, it was Kenny Pickett week at the NFL annual meeting. My goodness, we could have had a little parade for him. So I do think that they might actually go younger with another quarterback, you know? And there are a few of those guys still out there, too. So I'm not really sure that they're going to go with the older veteran at this point.
Mary Kay, great to have you with us. And I hope you enjoyed talking to Tom.
Oh, I loved it. It was awesome.
Likewise. Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Take care, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com.